What is 5-MeO-DMT and why is it called the God molecule? It is a fast, extraordinarily intense serotonergic psychedelic, a methoxylated cousin of DMT, increasingly given the generic name mebufotenin. Pharmacologically, it is a dual 5-HT1A plus 5-HT2A agonist, but with an unusually high 5-HT1A affinity, Chi3NM, 300x over 5-HT2A. That profile helps produce its signature, a near-total collapse of self, the whiteout of oceanic boundlessness and ego dissolution, usually with few or no visuals, unlike DMT. It occurs in the venom of the Sonoran Desert Toad, Incilius alvarius, formerly Bufo alvarius, and can be made as pure synthetic. Inhaled onset is in seconds, and the core experience lasts only 10 to 40 minutes. Clinically, pure synthetic mebufotenin has shown a rapid antidepressant signal in treatment-resistant depression, GH001, BPL-003, phase 2B, promising but pre-approval. On safety, it is among the riskier psychedelics outside a clinic. It raises heart rate and blood pressure and is contraindicated with MAOIs and other serotonergic drugs, serotonin syndrome risk. It remains U.S. Schedule I, education, not medical or use advice. Of all the psychedelics, 5-MeO-DMT is the one people struggle most to describe. Because the thing it does is subtract the describer. Where its famous cousin DMT, the spirit molecule, fills the visual field with geometry and entities, 5-MeO-DMT tends to dissolve the visual field, the body, and the sense of being a self at all, replacing it with a formless, all-encompassing white light. That is why it has collected names like the God molecule and a reputation as the most complete ego death in the pharmacopoeia. It is also fast, physically demanding, and, handled carelessly, genuinely dangerous. This is the honest neuroscience of the molecule behind the whiteout. This article is education, not medical advice. What it actually is and how it differs from DMT. 5-MeO-DMT is 5-methoxy-N,N-dimethyltryptamine, a naturally occurring tryptamine and a methoxylated analog of DMT. It simply adds a methoxy group at the 5 position of the indole ring. In the clinical development literature, it is increasingly called mebufotenin, Rekweg et al., J. Neurochem, 2022. It comes from 2 very different sources. The first is animal, the parotoid glands of the Sonoran desert toad, Incilius alvarius, older name Bufo alvarius, secrete a venom in which 5-MeO-DMT is the primary psychoactive component, present at roughly 15-25% of the dried material, alongside bufotenin and cardioactive bufadienolides, Psychedelics Today, 2018. The second is the lab. 5-MeO-DMT can be produced as a pure single compound powder or salt, succinate benzoate, which is what pharmaceutical developers use so that dose is precise and toad-derived contaminants are absent. Sherwood et al., ACS Omega 2020. A common myth that anandanthera, Yopo snuffs, are a 5-MeO-DMT source is largely a misattribution. Modern analyses point to bufotenin as Yopo's main active, with 5-MeO-DMT present only in trace amounts. Though DMT and 5-MeO-DMT are structural cousins, their subjective and pharmacological profiles diverge sharply. DMT is famous for immersive, richly visual, entity-populated dreamscapes. 5-MeO-DMT is typically far less visual. Some users report essentially no visuals even at high doses, and instead produces a formless dissolution of self into a unified void or white light, 5-MeO-DMT versus DMT. We cover the entity-rich sibling separately in DMT, the neuroscience, and set the two side by side in DMT versus 5-MeO-DMT, the pharmacology, a 5-HT1A tilt. Like every classic psychedelic, 5-MeO-DMT is a serotonergic agonist, and its 5-HT2A agonism is thought to drive the core psychedelic and plasticity effects. But its signature is something the others lack, an unusually high affinity for the 5-HT1A receptor. Binding data show roughly 300-fold selectivity for human 5-HT1A, Chi3NM, over 5-HT2A, Chi907NME, and it also engages 5-HT3-5-6-7, dopamine D1, D3, A2 adrenergic, and sigma-1 receptors, Recweg et al., 2022. That strong 5-HT1A component is widely hypothesized to shape the drug's distinctive profile. The reduced visual content, the deep autonomic and affective surrender, and the rapid whiteout, while 5-HT2A supplies the psychedelic engine shared with psilocybin and LSD. It is worth flagging honestly, the precise 5-HT1A versus 5-HT2A contribution to human experience is an active hypothesis, not settled fact. Two more facts matter for safety. 5-MeO-DMT is inactivated primarily by MAOA, oxidative deamination, and it is O-demethylated by CYP2D6 into the active metabolite bufotenin, which itself has upper 10-fold higher 5-HT2A affinity than the parent, Science Direct overview. The MAOA dependence is the key drug interaction hazard we return to below, and the kinetics are extreme. Inhaled, onset arrives within seconds, the peak within minutes, and resolution within tens of minutes. A pharmacokinetic sprint compared with the multi-hour arcs of psilocybin or LSD, Uthog et al., Psychopharmacology 2019. UTW psilocybin mushroom treats. The whiteout, the most complete ego death. The phenomenology is where 5-MeO-DMT earns its mythology. Validated scale research finds it produces exceptionally high ratings of oceanic boundlessness, ego dissolution, non-duality, and void rebirth states with clear dose dependence. Lower doses mostly shift emotion, while higher doses elicit full mystical type or ego dissolution experiences. Uthog et al. In 2019, Recweg et al. In Psy Repar 2025. The whiteout describes a total loss of the sense of self, space, time, and object boundaries, a subjective merging with a unified field of consciousness that one 2025 model frames as a pharmacological route to deconstructed consciousness, Neuroscience of Consciousness, Oxford 2025. This is the same collapse of the self model discussed in the Neuroscience of Ego Dissolution, but taken to a near-total, near-instant extreme. Because the dissolution can be so complete and so fast, 5-MeO-DMT is frequently called the most intense psychedelic. The flip side is that intensity also means a higher risk of overwhelming, frightening states. The clinical signal, a rapid antidepressant, honestly framed. The most consequential recent development is that pure synthetic 5-MeO-DMT has produced large rapid antidepressant effects in controlled trials. In a phase 2b randomized placebo-controlled trial in treatment-resistant depression, GH Research's inhaled GH-01 met its primary endpoint with a 15.2-point MADRS reduction at day 8 versus plus 0.3 for placebo, 15.5 placebo-adjusted P0.01, and a 57.5% day 8 remission rate versus 0%. In the open-label extension, roughly 77.8% of completers were in remission at 6 months. With no serious adverse events in the double-blind phase, GH Research 2025. Results subsequently published in JAMA Psychiatry, GH Research publication announcement. Separately, Beckley SciTech ATIS intranasal BPL-003 mebufotenin benzoate reported positive phase 2b results in 193 patients. An 8 milliliter dose gave a 12.1-point MADRS reduction, P0.03, at day 29, and is advancing that dose toward phase 3, Psychiatric Times 2025. The caution matters as much as the result. Both programs are commercially sponsored. The standout effect sizes come from short blinding windows and the well-documented functional unblinding concerns common to all psychedelic trials, and independent replication and long-term safety data remain limited. 5-MeO-DMT is not an approved treatment as of 2026. On mechanism, preclinical work shows a single dose drives structural neuroplasticity, increased dendritic spine density in mouse frontal cortex, persisting about a month, plus cell proliferation in the ventral dentate gyrus, largely through intracellular 5-HT2A receptors engaging BDNF, TRKB, and MTOR. The same plasticity pathway implicated across the classic psychedelics, Neuropsychopharmacology, 2023, Vargas, Olson et al., Near Science, 2023. The link between spine growth and lasting clinical benefit in humans remains an inference, not a proven chain. Safety, the serious risks, honestly. In controlled, screened, medically monitored settings, Pure5-MeO-DMT has so far shown a manageable acute safety profile, no serious adverse events in GHD1's blinded phase 2b. That record does not transfer to toad ceremonies. Outside the clinic, it is among the higher-risk psychedelics for several concrete reasons. Dose is unpredictable. Toad venom is a crude mixture whose 5-MeO-DMT content, on the odd 15-25%, and cardioactive bufadienolide content vary by animal and preparation. So ceremonial doses are inherently imprecise and add cardiovascular hazard the pure molecule lacks. Psychedelics Today, 2018. Cardiovascular strain. Even pure 5-MeO-DMT causes transient tachycardia and blood pressure elevation. So uncontrolled cardiovascular disease is a serious contraindication. Drug science. And the speed and totality of the dissolution can trigger overwhelming fear, with some users reporting persistent anxiety, panic, or sleep disturbance after even a single experience. Physical safety during the whiteout, falling aspiration, requires a sober sitter. The single most important interaction warning is serotonin syndrome. Because 5-MeO-DMT is cleared by MOA, combining it with MAOIs, including the Harmala V-carboline alkaloids in ayahuasca-type brews, or with other serotonergic drugs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and many others, can raise levels dangerously and precipitate serotonin syndrome, hyperthermia, rigidity, agitation, cardiovascular strain, potentially fatal. Animal work shows Harmaline potentiates 5-MeO-DMT hyperthermia via 5-HT1A2A, Jang et al. 2015. And MAOIs are considered absolutely contraindicated, Mindscape safety guide. Fatalities in unregulated settings have been reported, frequently involving MAOI co-use, benzodiazepines used to manage difficult states, or unscreened cardiovascular events, which is exactly why medical screening for serotonergic medications, cardiac history, and personal or family psychosis risk, and vital sign monitoring are essential. Any setting that does not screen and monitor should be regarded as unsafe. The toad problem, conservation, and the synthetic alternative. There is also an ethical and ecological cost specific to the animal source. Incilius alvarius faces real population pressure from the boom in bufo ceremonies. An estimated tens of thousands of people have participated since around 2015. Straining wild populations with no captive breeding pipeline, and the toad is protected in parts of its range. Herpetologists argue there is no ethical way to milk wild toads. The animal only secretes under extreme stress. Overmilking leaves it defenseless, and human handling has been linked to the spread of chytrid fungus, 5-MeO education conservation. This is the strong case for synthetic 5-MeO-DMT, a single dose-controlled compound that avoids the toad's cardiotoxins, the dosing roulette, and the conservation harm. On this axis, the natural toad product is not the safer choice, you know, arguably the opposite. Legal status in 2026. Under U.S. federal law, 5-MeO-DMT is a Schedule I-controlled substance, the strictest category, meaning no accepted medical use and high abuse potential in the eyes of the DEA, Mind Medicine Law 2026. Clinical research, GH Research, Beckley ATAI, proceeds under FDA-DEA authorization. Notably, 5-MeO-DMT is generally excluded even from state decriminalization frameworks. Colorado's Proposition 122, for instance, covers psilocybin, psilocin, DMT, ibogaine, and mescaline, but not 5-MeO-DMT, State Legal Status Tracker, 2026. An April 18, 2026, federal executive order directed FDA-DEA to accelerate psychedelic research broadly, but did not legalize or reschedule any substance. Policy is moving. Verify current federal and state law before relying on any of this. This is not legal advice. The honest bottom line. 5-MeO-DMT is best understood as a 5-HT1A tilted serotonergic psychedelic that trades DMT's visionary spectacle for something stranger and more total. The near-complete erasure of the self, delivered in seconds and gone in half an hour. Its neuroscience is genuinely striking. a dual serotonin agonist whose unusual 1A affinity may explain the formless whiteout paired with the same 2A BDNF mTOR plasticity engine that underlies psychedelic therapeutics. And its clinical signal in treatment-resistant depression is among the most dramatic in the field. But the promise and the danger are equally real. This is a molecule that demands screening, monitoring, and a sober sitter that can be lethal in combination with common antidepressants and whose natural toad form adds cardiotoxins, dosing chaos, and a conservation cost. If you take one thing from this piece, take the pairing. The most complete ego death also carries some of the least forgiving risks. OOTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. 5-MeO-DMT is a schedule. I substance and one of the more physically demanding psychedelics, it raises heart rate and blood pressure, can precipitate life-threatening serotonin syndrome when combined with MAOIs or serotonergic medications, including SSRIs, SNRIs, and ayahuasca-type brews, and has been associated with deaths in unregulated settings. Toad-derived material adds cardiotoxins and unpredictable dosing, and harvesting the toad is a conservation harm. This article is not a guide to using it. If you are in crisis, contact a local emergency line or the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, U.S. For a suspected poisoning, contact Poison Control, 1-800-222-2022 in the U.S. This article is education, not medical advice.